Wow, what a win. Welcome to today's Instant Reaction podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. I started off my weekend yesterday on KXNO. My wife made sure to remind me of this multiple times throughout the game today. I believe I was quoted saying something like that there's no chance that Iowa State could go on the road and beat Kansas as an 11.5-point underdog. I will gladly eat crow. Delicious crow here on the Instant Reaction podcast. Iowa State wins in overtime, 92-89. Only the 10th loss at Fog Allen in Bill Self's career. Funny enough, two of them have come to Iowa State. Iowa State's the only team to win two times in Fog Allen against Kansas that is coached by Bill Self. Steve Prohm and Wayne Morgan, the two coaches to do that. What can you say? Like, I started writing a column. Sorry, this is a little bit late posting, but I wanted to hear the guys and Coach Prohm and post game to see what they had to say. And I feel like I could write a book about this. Just a phenomenal, gutty performance. The guys are down 14 in the first half, out rebounded 19-3 in the first half. Kansas shot 70%. In the first half, and Iowa State bowed up. They were down 15. They come together, get a ton of stops, and that's where this whole thing started. Iowa State finally started getting some stops, and they were hitting shots. You know, I haven't gone back to watch it yet, obviously. I would almost bet you that Iowa State, I don't know, maybe it's a strong take, but I think just for perspective on the win, and I'll take this back to Wednesday night against West Virginia, or Tuesday night, that is. You know, my read on that game was they didn't even play that terribly. They couldn't make anything. 5 of 20 from the field in your last 10 minutes of action. And they had good looks, guys. Like, that, Iowa State missed a lot of good, clean looks on Tuesday night against West Virginia. Tonight, I mean, they had some good looks, and they took advantage of that. But how many garbage shots did Deontay put up and Monte put up, and you're like, no, and then they went in. That's why I get just a little bit on edge with the whole, like, oh, Prohm sucks stuff, because, you know, the simplicity of basketball is if you make shots, you're going to win, right? Outscore the other team. And I didn't see, like, this vastly improved offense today. They moved the ball well, but they made shots. Deontay was 7 of 9 from 3. Naz was 6 of 11 from 3. Naz has been terrible from long range for like the last month. Monte, phenomenal outing for him. 7 assists, 0 turnovers in 44 minutes. 9 of 16 from the field. He was 3 of 6 from 3. The big-time players stepped up and made big-time shots. And that's the story of the game. They got stops, they made shots. It's so simple, this game is. And I don't know, I tweeted this when Iowa State was making the comeback, and I mean it, and been around this group a lot. And you guys can, they have their limits. There's no doubt about that. This team is clearly limited. We saw that again today. I mean, points in the paint, 36-20. Iowa State's limited. However, these guys play their asses off. I've never once doubted effort with this group of guys. And you could really see that today. I mean, every disadvantage brought to them possible, you know, down low. And, you know, the rebounding wasn't great. And it clearly you want to strive to get better. But, you know, they never quit. There's no quit in this team. There's a ton of fight in this team. And super proud of them today. Really important win, too. Barring a collapse, I mean, that should get Iowa State into the NCAA tournament. However, a lot of work left to do. I don't know about you guys, but when I look at the upcoming schedule, there's a lot of games where it's just like, you know, you can't just chalk that up as a win. At Texas on Tuesday. See, now it's gut check time. You know, fellas, like, this is where you got that huge win today. Now can you build on that? Can you capitalize off of that? And can you make a run to get a decent seed in the NCAA tournament? We will find out. I think that we can. I think that you'll see that. I think that you'll see this group really fueled by what happened today in Lawrence. But they've got to keep that same level of defensive intensity. If you see that night in, night out from this team, Iowa State's going to win a lot of basketball games in the month of February and March. I truly believe that. Really proud of the effort today. Really proud of let's just go through player by player quickly. Solomon Young came in. He played 32 minutes, by far the most he's ever played. 6 rebounds. He only had the 1 point, but that doesn't really matter. You're not putting Solomon and Young in to score. The difference he makes, Steve Prohm needs to play him more, and I think Steve realizes that. I think he realized that after Tuesday night against West Virginia. I think Steve was like, okay, I got to get this kid in the game more. And Solomon answered today big time with an awesome performance. What about Donovan Jackson with that clutch three at the end of the game? Donovan Jackson has no fear. That dude, I love him. I've been super high on him since the day he committed. And I think he'll be even better next year when Monte and Naz aren't there, because I think – and you're starting to see it more where Donovan just feels more comfortable, like it is his team. Like he's one of the guys now, where I think he was kind of walking on eggshells early on in the year and didn't exactly want to rock the boat. And I think Donovan's fully there with confidence now. Matt Thomas didn't play well. That's what's crazy. Iowa State scored 92 points and hit 18 threes. Matt Thomas didn't have one of them. That's insanity. That's the craziest stat of the year. That is just absolute bonkers, that stat. Anyways, I'm encouraged, though, by Naz. Naz's second half was huge because Naz is one of the streakiest players I've ever seen, and he's been pretty bad lately. If you can get him back going, that's encouraging. Let's look at the upcoming schedule here real quick. At Texas on Tuesday, Oklahoma, at Hilton next Saturday. That place will be rocking. Then you got to go to Kansas State. There's some real winnable games up here on the schedule. TCU at home, at Texas Tech. This is a good stretch. Iowa State can feast on this upcoming stretch if they play with that, if they play like they did today. And that one of the bigger wins in the last 10 years of Iowa State basketball right there today. But how I judge a win is, what do you do after it? The Oklahoma State win in football was a phenomenal night, but they didn't really capitalize off of it, right? Like, how do you – that's how I judge a win. Do you win this game and then lose two in a row? Because then it's not that big of a deal. Do you win this game and – rattle off 5 in a row and improve your NCAA tournament seed and place third in the Big 12. We'll find out. The one thing this win did do, though, is if Iowa State somehow gets to like 9-9 or whatever in the Big 12, or even like a sluggish 10-8, this gets you in the NCAA tournament. This is now you're kind of playing with a little bit of house money. That's what today's win did. All right, I got to get the writing. That's our instant reaction podcast today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys enjoyed the game. And I want to give a shout-out to the Iowa State women as well. Phenomenal 25-point win at West Virginia. Their biggest margin of victory against a ranked team since 2001. That's big time. This is one of the better days in Iowa State basketball, just when you compile the two together and what happened. I just could not be more happy for everybody involved. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the win. Be sure to check out our content at CycloneFanatic.com. So long, everybody.